are so happy now that our old friend, meaning that we've known him a long time, Jerry Van Veer.
Maybe both ways, old in many ways, yeah.
has joined us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you, Anne. It's glad to be. I'm so glad to be back.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Jerry Van Veer, for those who may not be familiar, is a Grammy Award-winning Nashville singer-songwriter who drops by the Roadhouse periodically and graces us with his delightfully fun and beautiful songs.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and you love the Boundary Waters. How often do you come up here?
I come up here every year. In fact, I was out paddling with my friend Scott, who's sitting back in the corner, and I just realized that this is the 20th year that I've been up here.
Wow. In a row?
Yes. I haven't missed a summer since. And I actually come up in the spring and fall as well. I just, you know, it's my second home. You know, Nashville's where I make music, and this area is where I make my serenity.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And are you just recently back from a canoe trip?
I am. Two canoe trips, in fact. I just did one out of Ely, five nights and 6 days, I think, out of the Crab Lake entry point for those Boundary Waters aficionados. And we just came out yesterday from Baker Lake out of Sawbill. And we had a really fun campfire songwriters jam at Sawbill last night with Bump Blomberg and Eric Frost and Bill Hansen, and just had a blast. That was our third annual.
I was going to say, you did that last time.
Yes, we did. Yeah, it's becoming, I'm kind of like, there's this little mini trip here that I call my paddling and picking tour. And this is paddling picking 2014.
Maybe you'll let us come out there sometime with a recorder.
I would love for you to do that.
That would be really fun. Yeah. To capture that.
I'll let you know way ahead of time.
That sounds great.
Inside joke there.
So did you find some blueberries on your
trip? We did. Actually, now, we didn't find them over at Baker Lake, but over in Ely, I found quite a bit, and we had some blueberry pancakes.
Nice.
As we should, and it was great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that.
Perfect time of year for that.
That's great. Well, I know that last time you were here, you played a song that you wrote about Grand Marais.
I did.
In Grand Marais.
Yes.
Which is now on the album that I'm holding in my little hand.
I made a brand new CD since then. I'm really, really proud of it. Some of those that don't know, that I do regular CDs, which is kind of what I call my mainstream music, but then I have some paddling song projects, and my first one was True and Deep, which you guys have been so nice to play on a few occasions, and so I just finished one last March. That's the new one that you have there. It's called Every Scratch Tells a Story, and I'm proud to have put In Grand Marais on it with some great musicians in Nashville, and it came out really, really great.
Well, that's cool. We'll have to play that in a little bit.
I would look forward to that.
Is paddling music a big genre?
No, quite the contrary. You know, I'm actually glad you asked. I'm very fortunate in that I've had major label recording artists like the Oak Ridge Boys and Tim McGraw and Phil Vassar and Lone Star and other people record my songs. I'm very, very fortunate for that. But I like having an audience too, just for the fun of it on other things. And so, just on a whim and on the recommendation of my friends and my wife, I just wrote a few of these songs, and the next thing I know, I've got enough songs to do a CD, and so I started playing them, and the next thing I know, I've got a band in Minnesota and Minneapolis, and we played some festivals. We played the Fisherman's Picnic last year here, and so it's not a huge niche, but you know, 100,000 people plus come into the Boundary Waters every year, so out of those, about 200 have my CD.
And I'm sure there will be more.
I hope so. But it's really fun. I'm really connecting with people of like mind with this music and in a different way that I've never had before. And I've found a new audience, and it's just really, really special for me.
That does sound
fun.
Now, am I remembering this right? That was it last year you attended Canucopia?
Yes. The band has played, we've played Canucopia 3 times so far. We're going to be back next year, 2015. And we play all 3 days down there. And it's a highlight for me, and people say it's a highlight for Canucopia as well. It's really fun.
How fun.
Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about this, will you please play us a paddling song?
I will do that. In fact, this is off the new CD. This is a song that I wrote actually with a Thunder Bay artist, Cheyenne Havorka.
Yes.
Yes, I think we've had her in here a while back.
Wonderful musician.
Yeah, and there is a place where she lives. She lives on about 40 acres in Nipigon, just north of Thunder Bay. And she took me on a hike one day when I was up there visiting her and her soon-to-be husband. And she showed me this place where a birch, a cedar, and a spruce tree had all come out of the same trunk. And it was so large, though, you can actually stand in the three of these. And it was very special. And she started telling me about some of the spiritual values of the three trees to the Ojibwe nation. And we wrote a song about it. And it's called Birch, Cedar, Spruce. And one of the cool things, by the way, for your listeners, if you go on YouTube and put Birch, Cedar, Spruce, Cheyenne, not only is there a video of her doing this song, but the guy who did the video of it, his children are hearing impaired, and they signed it as well on the video. It's really, really cool.
And I think her name is spelled Cheyenne.
Correct, yeah. Okay. But this is the song, Birch, Cedar, Spruce. They all began from the same sand, planted so gently by the Creator's hand, leaning on each other like they're meant to do, grounded by their interwoven tangled roots, birch, cedar, spruce. And they will bow to the winds of change, yet they still remain together, and all their branches soon may fade. Their spirit stays forever. Isn't that like me and you? Birch, cedar, spruce. We all may be different, but we're all the same. Every seed sown from a common grain, leaning on each other like we're meant to do, grounded by our interwoven tangled roots, like the birch, cedar, spruce. And we will all bow the winds of change, yet we still remain forever. And though our branches all may fade, our spirit stays together. Isn't that our deepest truth? Birch, cedar, spruce. Yeah, just like me and you, birch, cedar, spruce.
Wow.
That's beautiful, Jerry. Jerry Vandeveer here on WTIP.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you.
I think you two performed that in the studio a year ago.
You know, I
ago.
Think we did too. She sang it, and I like her voice on
it's
it a lot.
It's lovely. That's really a neat one. Mm-hmm. So that is on the new CD. Every scratch tells a story. Now, I assume you mean on a canoe, not on the CD.
Well, that's a good point. If you had a scratch on the CD, there would be no stories at all. But those are scratches of my canoe on the cover there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see it now. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
You know, I used to have this canoe that I got rid of that was so beautiful that I was afraid to even put it in the water. Oh. It was a cedar strip canoe with a graphite bottom, and I just couldn't cope with it. It was like a piece of furniture.
I understand
and I
that.
Thought,
it belongs in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I sold it.
Good
and,
for you.
And I have a scratched up Kevlar now.
Good.
So I'm happy that I can bang it around and, you know, not feel too bad about
it. Yeah.
So paddling songs. So what kind of what you called mainstream stuff are you working on right now?
Well, actually, I think I remember that last year, right when we came in, I was pleased to announce that there was a bluegrass group. Remember them?
Yeah,
from North Carolina named New Blue.
Yes.
And they recorded a song of mine called Trains I Didn't Take. And it had just come out when I came here. And since then, they have made a video of it, which I'm very proud of. And this October, International Bluegrass Music Association, the IBMA, has their annual awards in Raleigh, North Carolina. And so far, the final list isn't out yet, but the next to the final list is out. And so far, my song is on the nominating list for Song of the Year.
Congrats.
Is that so cool?
That's wonderful. Congratulations, Jerry.
Thank you. Well, it hasn't made the final list yet. So that's
still.
I'm still pleased. But so actually, New Blue was in Nashville a couple of weeks ago just before I left, and we went out to dinner and went on the bus. And they broke out and played the song for me because which was really cool. And I told them, I said, if it does make the final five, I'm going to be in Raleigh, and we are going to party. We're going to celebrate that nomination.
So. Absolutely. Cool. So they recorded it.
They did.
Now, I guess I don't know a lot about, you know, writing songs that other people record. When they do that, do you ever record it too, or do you mostly leave that to them?
Interesting that you bring that up. But, I mean, sometimes, yes, I do record it, you know. And in fact, on my last CD, I recorded a song the Oak Ridge Boys did too. In this case, I haven't. This song was sitting around dormant for 10 years before it got recorded. I mean, it just, and the band had actually had it for 2 years listening to it before they decided to record it. Since then, however, because they recorded it, I have put it back in my repertoire. It's one of my favorite songs anyway, although I don't do it bluegrass because it wasn't written bluegrass. And so I do it, and I've been getting a lot of requests, you know, when I play the song, which CD is that song on? And it's not on there, so I think I'm going to have to go back in and record it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can play it for you now if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I need to tune, however.
And again, this is Trains I Didn't Take.
Trains I Didn't Take. Wow, lucky me, that was... Whoops, wait a minute, wrong capo, wrong fret. This actually is a true story. I was pulled up behind my ex-wife many years ago in Nashville, and I recognized her eyes in the rearview mirror, and I knew it was her because I paid for that car. It was easy to recognize.
Oh, Jerry, that's good.
And you know, and I had that moment of time to pass in which I was able to kind of reflect on my life and where I had gone since then and where she had gone since then. And the interesting thing is, to this day, I'm sure she doesn't know that ever happened. But after that event, I got together with my co-writer on the song, Julie Burton, and we wrote this song. It's called Trains I Didn't Take, and here we go. Red lights were flashing, the crossing gate came down. I pulled up behind her as the train was coming round. There in her rear view, I got a clear view. I'd know those baby blues anywhere. She was the one who offered everything. Love and affection, complete security. I could have played it safe, but it's not like me to take the road somebody else has already paved. There were bridges I dared to cross, chances taken, chances lost, dreams I chased, dreams I tossed. But there are no mistakes, only choices that I made that brought me here to this place and made me who I am today, with no regrets for trains I didn't take. I heard she climbed right up the social ladder. Picture perfect wife, happy ever after. 2.2 kids, gated residence, the white picket fence that couldn't fence me in. There were bridges I dared to cross, chances taken, chances tossed, dreams I chased, dreams I lost.
There are no mistakes, only choices that I made that brought me here to this place and made me who I am today, with no regrets for trains I didn't take. The gates lifted and she crossed the tracks, and in the glow of her tail light, I sat there for a moment, took one last look back, and she went left and I went right. There were bridges I dared to cross, chances taken, chances lost, dreams I chased, dreams I tossed. There are no mistakes, only choices that I made that brought me here to this place and made me who I am today, with no regrets for trains I didn't take. Trains I didn't take.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
That's Jerry Vandiver here on the Roadhouse. Jerry, I bet a lot of people can relate to that song. I can.
And I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that when I record it, you'll be receiving a copy of
it. Oh, right. That was lovely. So it was it's the Oak Ridge Boys who did it? No.
New Blue.
New Blue, sorry.
But see, just to show you that you're not so far off base as you may think you
are. All right.
The Oak Ridge Boys did record a song of mine called Train Train.
Oh, so, see, okay. I knew there was a train involved. Yeah. All right. There we go.
So your next CD will be Paddling, Picking, and Trains, right?
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's not... And maybe ex-wives. Who knows? Okay. No, maybe current wife. I actually have lots of nice songs for my wife. My current wife. That was a bad choice of words. My lovely wife, who is hopefully listening right now, she will still be my wife when I get off the air.
It's not clicked off the computer.
I'm thinking, I haven't decided yet. I've just been kind of thinking. I have some new ideas for some paddling songs that I'm excited about. And I'm actually working on a song. I've been asked to write a song for the Canadian Canoe Museum in Peterborough, Ontario.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, and I'm working on that.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's called On This Trail, but it's nowhere near finished. I can't even begin to start. But
that a lot of pressure?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, it is. It is. But they've been very kind about it, and they're getting ready to open up a new building, and so they want to have that song in place for that. So,
do people commission songs from you quite often?
No. Okay. Easy question to answer. No, that's the. I wish that happened more often. Actually, I'm leading these two lives. You know, I'm leading the life of writing songs in Nashville and trying to get them recorded, and then leading the life of being a paddler and just recording these songs that I love about this place that I love. Mm-hmm. And so the easy part is recording the songs that I love and recording, putting them out. The hard part is getting Blake Shelton to record a song of mine. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a little more challenging.
But you know what? I've written songs with Blake Shelton and he won't record them. So, I know. I'm going to have a word with him.
Any particular reason?
Probably because they were a long time ago.
No.
He's forgot about them. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to have a word with him.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll pick up my phone call
anytime.
Bring
those to his attention again. Well, I think we would have time for one more. Or do you want me to play the one?
I would love to.
On the album?
Yeah. I'm so proud of that. The musicianship on it and thing just came out wonderful. I'm really pleased with it.
Okay.
And I dedicate it to all these wonderful folks here in this wonderful area.
You're sweet. So this is In Grand Marais. Jerry performed this live on the Roadhouse last year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you were here. And here is a version with a band.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Far north of ordinary, near Artist Point, where she stole my heart. And it's a memory that I still carry. touch of her hand, the brush of her hair, the smile on her face. Could only happen there, where we laughed, where we cried, where we kissed, where we tried to resist the sun setting on that day. And even though I know that we both have let go, I can still taste her lips there by the bay. A part of my heart is still in Grand Marais. Dance on the water, or catch a breeze coming off that lake, skip a stone out over the harbor. I feel the touch of her hand, the brush of her hair, the smile on her face. And I'm back there where we laughed, where we cried, where we kissed, where we tried to resist the sun setting on that day. And even though I know that we both have let go, I can still taste her lips there by the bay. A part of my heart is still in Grand Marais. We kissed, where we tried to resist the sun setting on that day. And even though I know that we both have let go, I can still taste her lips there by the bay. A part of my heart, the deepest part, a part of my heart is still in Grand Marais.
That's beautiful, Jerry. Thank you. It's even prettier with a band.
Isn't that, and yeah, the fiddle player especially, she just felt it all the way through. I just loved what she did.
Love
it.
Do you have a favorite song on this album?
In Grand Marais.
Is it?
Without question.
Really?
Yeah. It's the one I can't stop playing over. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Even
that's
when I'm
fun.
In Illinois.
Well, it captures the place.
Yeah, it
thank
does.
You.
It
really captures thank you.
The place. Yeah, you have a way of doing that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Well, thank you. That's what I hope to do. Don't,
yes.
Don't always. You know, I play you the ones that I've felt better about. I haven't played you all this bad stuff ever.
Well, I suppose you wouldn't on the radio.
No, yeah.
So I suppose we have to let you go soon here, huh?
Ah, shucks. Yeah, well, you've got some more good musicians coming
we
in,
do.
I understand. This is a music
Papa Dave.
Night.
It is, mm-hmm. It is a music night. Sweet
cool.
Papa Dave Band, Blues and More. They're going to
awesome.
Be on in about 10 minutes. And
awesome.
They're playing tomorrow night up at Grand Portage Lodge and Casino. So when are you coming back up here?
Yeah, I'm working on that, but I think it's going to be about the same time next year.
All right.
I've been asked to apply. I mean, I don't know if it jinxed this, but I've already said it, haven't I?
Go ahead.
I've been asked to apply, not be, but I've asked to apply for an artist in residence program at Isle Royale National Park. So
have you been there?
Yeah. Well, no, and it's been a dream of mine. It's
you
a bucket
list.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So I'm hoping that I can put all the things together and go spend some time up there, and then come out and be here again. So I will certainly keep you posted.
Well, and I'm going to write that in ink on my calendar.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Inside joke.
Jerry, thank you so much for joining us.
Great seeing you.
Appreciate it. Okay. That was Jerry Vandeveer here on The Roadhouse.